Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Law of God broadcast. On this program, we expose the findings coming from a 37-year scrutiny and analysis of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The scrutiny and analysis has been conducted and done by Tommy Hart. Mr. Hart is expert on Bible law, and as we said, this program, we share his findings, his conclusions from the 37-year scrutiny and analysis of the author, of the content constituting the Authorized Version Bible. Mr. Hart's most basic and fundamental finding is that the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book through and through. Though the Bible is used in religious settings, in church, it is not a religious book. It is found to be a law book through and through. The Vatican and the Gentiles have pulled a fast one on us. They told us the Bible is a religious book. But a 37-year scrutiny and analysis, a thorough and painstaking scrutiny and analysis of the content of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, has revealed the AVB, that is, Authorized Version Bible, to be a law book through and through. They, the Vatican and the Gentiles, pull a fast one on us. Two, the Vatican and the Gentiles have pulled a fast one on us. They said in our hearing, Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers. But the factual statements, Genesis 37:28-36, and Genesis 39:1, show the two and only parties having anything to do with Joseph being sold into Egypt. They are the Midianites and the Ishmaelites. They, the Gentiles, and the Vatican have pulled a fast one on us. Three, the Vatican and the Gentiles have pulled a fast one on us by their speech and actions. They have caused us to believe Jesus is the Christ, when in fact, Christ is a title of honor reserved for God. They, the Vatican and the Gentiles, pull a fast one on us. Four, the Vatican and the Gentiles have pulled a fast one on us. They have led us to think and believe that the character Jesus in the Bible was and is a real living person, but Mr. Hart's 37-year scrutiny and analysis of the content of the Authorized Written Bible reveals the character Jesus to be fictitious. They, the Vatican and the Gentiles, pull a fast one on us. Five, the Vatican and the Gentiles have pulled a fast one on us. We have conformed to the Gentiles' devious and deceitful way. When the Gentiles talk God, we think of something up in the sky. But by Mr. Hart's document, the Book of the Law of God, the demonstrated power of God, we can now understand that the God much talked about in the Bible is a real living, present, and visible personality dwelling right here on earth among us. They, the Vatican and the Gentiles, wow, they have pulled a fast one on us again. What is my point in showing or sharing these things? My point is we have been sold a bill of goods. By deception and temptation, the Vatican and the Gentiles have sold us a bill of goods. They have on purpose lied to us as they have caused us to believe. Mr. Jones, do we have anything? Yes. Pardon us for that interruption. I don't know what happened there. Okay. Yes, but they, the Gentiles, on purpose have lied to us. They have caused us to believe things that are not true. Jeremiah 28, verse 15 says this. Thou makest this people trust in a lie. Thou makest this people to trust in a lie. That is an accusation. That's an accusation found in the Bible, Jeremiah 28:15. That's an accusation against the Vatican, the papacy. They put this accusation in there against themselves. And this is really something. Thou makest this people to trust in a lie. With regard to the above five things, what have the Vatican and the Gentiles done? Well, that's the answer to that question. They have made many people to trust in a lie. Okay, we have a call there on the line. Hello? I'm sorry for these interruptions. Okay, let's try to hold off the calls until the last 20 to 15 minutes of the broadcast. The broadcast is an hour in length, so let's try to hold off, okay, the calls until that time. So where were we? With regard to the above five things, what have the Vatican and the Gentiles done? As I said, that's given us in Jeremiah 28:15. They have made many people to trust in a lie, such as demonstrated among the five things presented earlier. Answer. With regard to the above five things, here's another answer. The Vatican and the Gentiles have one. Conspired to commit fraud. And two, the Vatican and the Gentiles have committed the act of fraud. Okay? Now, in Jeremiah 16:10, the Vatican has posed this question to me. They have said, what is our, that means the Vatican and the Gentiles, iniquity? What is our iniquity? The question is, what is the iniquity done by the Vatican and the Gentiles? in this conspiring to commit fraud. That's what they have done. They have committed the act of fraud. Question. Seeing then that the Vatican and Gentiles have committed fraud, does that fraud constitute a crime? Answer, no. Question, why not? Answer, because they made that fraud legal. Question, by what law? The Vatican has made the fraud committed by themselves and the Gentiles. They have made it a law by the law of Passover. Keep that law in mind, the law of Passover. All right? Now, you probably won't be able to find the law of Passover in your Bible. What I have done, because it's invisible, they made it invisible. The Bible speaks of the evidence of things not seen. The law of Passover is one of those things that when the average person reads the Bible, they do not see this law of Passover. God has reconstructed the law of Passover, and that law of Passover can be seen in the book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God. There in the book of God, you can read the law of Passover, which came down from the papacy now, came down from the papacy, Rome, Italy, okay? And this law... The Gentiles have been operating by this law for many, many years. Yes, for many, many years. Let me make this announcement here. We want you to visit the links. Visit the links and work the links. Click on the links. The links can be found. There are two links that can be found on the center column of the Lawmaster's page. All right? If you want to do the URL, click where you can order the document. The document, the Book of the Law of God, All Things with Demonstrated Power of God. You can put in www.enlightstone.net. That is www.enlightstone.net. That enlightstone.net is enlightstone.net. Click there. You can order the document, the manuscript of the Book of the Law of God, All Things of Demonstrated Power of God. And you get it for just a small amount of $12. This is a much needed document. It much needed information in it. Okay? Much needed information. So click put in URL www.enlightstone.net to order a copy of the manuscript, and that will be done. That can be done by PayPal. You have the instructions there. Okay, for videos, audio interviews, and lectures by Mr. Tommy Hart, click the link, the other link there, the YouTube link. Or you can put in www.youtube.com/user/lawofgods. And that's youtube.com/user/lawofgods, Law of Gods, to hear and see the videos, audio interviews, and lectures done by Mr. Tommy Hart. So I really want to encourage you to visit the links. We need you to visit the links. This is good for you, as it would be good for us. This is your strength, wisdom. This is knowledge. This is much needed knowledge coming from the 37-year scrutiny and analysis of Bible content done by Mr. Tommy Hart. This is just remarkable, a remarkable work. Nothing like this has been done post-enslavement era. Nothing like this has been done. We now have the opportunity to know the truth that the Vatican has hid in the Authorized Version Bible. We now have access to that information by means of Mr. Hart's remarkable work, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, and of course, you get much information from this broadcast, The Law of God, hosted by a lawmaster here. So visit the links, people. Visit the links. Don't be afraid of the truth of Bible content. We've shared with you to be strong, be men and women having understanding. This knowledge, this information is not taught in the churches. The churches deal with religious information, fictitious information. We deal with Bible truth, Bible law that is indisputable, okay? And it should not be neglected by any of us, by any of us. I don't care what race you are of. We need this information. The Vatican has given permit to God for him to do this information, for him to have done the study, the scrutiny, the analysis, and to put his findings in a book. People, let's take advantage of it. The Bible says, walk in the light while you have the light. Light has come into the world, the Bible has said. Light, meaning knowledge, true knowledge of Bible content has come into the world. Let's take full advantage of it. I can talk and talk and talk on any program, but if the people are not getting the receiving the information, acting on the information, then all of my work, this work right here, in coming to you, the people, would be in vain. Let's change history, people. Let's change history. We've been in the dark with regard to Bible content for many, many years. And now, as I said, light has come into the world. We now have knowledge by the means of and through the work of Mr. Hart. Let's take advantage of it. Let's not be afraid of the truth. I cannot help it because we were lied to for so many years. But now we have the truth, and there is no excuse. All right, so I encourage you, work the links on Lawmaster's center, Lawmaster's page in the center column. Work the links again. www.enlightstone.net. You can get a copy of the document, the manuscript, for $12. www.youtube.com/user/lawofgods. You can there get the videos, audio, hear the audio interviews and lectures as performed by Mr. Tommy Hart. Now, let's get back to where we were. These questions will be, if they have not already been, they will be answered in this episode. These questions coming from the Bible. One, what wait I for? Two, the Vatican has asked, what has God wrought? Three, the Vatican has asked me, what hast thou done? Four, the Vatican has put down these words, set forth these words, the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? That's a question. who can know the heart of Bible content? I have first discovered the heart of Bible content, the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. I have found out its hidden information. I have great knowledge of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The Bible asks clearly with regard to the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. It says, who can know it? Okay, and this question will also be answered. 5, Ecclesiastes 7:24, coming from the Vatican, they have said, that which is far off and exceeding deep, who can know it? Who can know it? Things far off and exceeding deep, who can know it? And I have found out some of those things hidden in Bible content that were or are far off and exceeding deep. I spoke about the law of Passover a few minutes ago. That is a thing that when the Bible was written, it was a thing that was far off and exceeding deep. Who can know it? Who can find it out? I have found out the law of Passover. Okay? I have also found out the law of the anti-objectives set forth by the papacy and given to and carried out by the Gentiles. The anti-African objectives, there you have the Roman Empire's, Vatican government policy toward Africa and its inhabitants. Now, this has already been carried out. The anti-African objectives have already been carried out. The Gentiles, at the word of the Vatican and the papacy, waged war against Africa, conquered the Africans, overcame them, conquered them, captured them, and brought them into slavery. So that law has already been performed. Okay, but we need to know it. We know that blacks were enslaved by Gentiles, but what we did not know was that all of this information on that subject is found in the Bible. It's found in the Bible. We had no knowledge of that. Our understanding of the Bible is totally different than that which is true and real. Again, that's why this information is so important. Light has come into the world. Let's let that be the message today. Light has come into the world by means of the work done by Mr. Tommy Hart in digging up Bible truth and presenting it to the people. This has never been done before. So this is really great, really great. Let's take advantage of it again, I say. All right, moving right on and following the outline, I gave you a list of 5 questions that we hope will be answered in this episode. So as we move on, we're going to visit some statements having to do with the subject of waiting, W-A-I-T-I-N-G. The Vatican and the Gentiles have been waiting for something to happen. They asked this question in Psalm 39, verse 7, and they are talking to me. I take it as that they are talking to me, and, of course, I will answer their question. They asked me the question in Psalm 39, verse 7, saying, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? What wait I for?" For. In other words, the Vatican is asking me, what are they waiting for? What have they been waiting for so many years? Let's find out. It's real simple because the Vatican gives the answer to its own question in the Bible. Here are his answers to the question, "And now, Lord, what wait I for?" And notice that in this question, they are calling me Lord. All right. As I've told you before, I take Bible matter personally. Okay. Personally, they are talking to me. They ask me a question. I answer. They tell me to do something. I do it. Okay. The Bible says in the book of Luke, the Vatican has said, I say to my servant, do this and do that, and he doeth it. That's Bible, okay? Book of Luke, all right? I say to my servant, do this, do that, and he doeth it, okay? He asked me a question here in Psalm 39, verse 7, and I answer the question, okay? Are we clear on that? They call me Lord in this statement. Okay, what has the Vatican been waiting for so many years? Answer one. In Psalm 25:21, the Vatican says to me, I wait on thee. But that's not really the answer. Here's the one I want. Psalm 69, verse 3. The Vatican has said, I wait for my God. I like that. The Vatican has said, I wait for my God. Remember, the question is being asked by the Vatican, what is he waiting? What is it waiting for? The Vatican is the office of authority, highest Gentile authority, all right, other than God. What wait I for? The Vatican has answered the question saying, I wait for my God. Okay, Psalm 130. Verse 5, the Vatican has said, and still answering the question set forth by itself, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. So the Vatican, the papacy, they are waiting for their God. They are waiting for the Lord. And the Lord is their God. And keep this in mind and follow the logic. You have to follow the logic. You have to be quiet. You have to listen. You have to follow the logic, because if you miss bits and pieces, people, you come forth without understanding, and you say foolish things, okay? They are waiting for their God. And the Vatican also, in Bible content, speak to and for, in behalf of all Gentiles. So if the Vatican is waiting for their God, if the papacy is waiting for his God, then they are saying all other Gentiles are waiting for their God. They are waiting for their Lord. They are waiting for the Lord. Okay? So Psalm 69, verse 3, I wait for my God. Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord. Excuse me. Isaiah 26, verse 8. The Vatican is now speaking to me again. We waited for thee. We waited for thee. Lord, what are we waiting on? Talking to me, and again talking directly to me. Isaiah 26, verse 8, we waited for thee. That's past tense right there. I have come. And I have come as a result of a call by the Vatican for God to come. All right? All right? Isaiah 26, verse 8, we waited for thee. Isaiah 33, verse 2, we have waited for thee. They're talking to me. Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. And if you read, let me turn to that statement, please. Isaiah 40, verse 1. Isaiah 40, verse 1, in answer to the question, Lord, what wait I for? All right, Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently. This is a papal statement. This is a statement that has come from the Vatican, talking to its Lord, its God, their Lord, the Gentiles' God and Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. Well, talking about him, okay? I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. I have heard the cry of the papacy. I have heard the cry of the Vatican as that cry is set forth and set down in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. The Vatican has waited for God. The Vatican tells me directly and in clear, easy-to-understand words, we have waited for thee. I have waited for thee. I wait for my God. I wait for the Lord. Okay, listen, Job 32:11, this Vatican statement here. I waited for your words. Now, again, he's talking to me, the papacy. I waited for thy words, for your words, whilst ye searched out what to say. Okay, now, the important parts there, there are two things I want to point out in that statement. Job 32, verse 11. I waited for your words, that's a statement to me, and he says, ye searched out what to say. I have searched the scriptures. I have searched out the law of liberty. I have searched out the answer to the question, and now, Lord, what wait I for? I have searched out what to say. And I'm saying those things now, okay? I searched out and found these things to say in answer to the question, Lord, what wait I for? Okay? And I have found Psalm 69:3, I wait for my God. Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord. Job 32:11, I waited for your words, talking to me. Isaiah 26:8, we waited for thee, talking directly to me. Isaiah 33:2, we have waited for thee, again, talking directly to me. And now the statement, Psalm 40:1, where they testify, saying, I waited patiently for the Lord. What is the I? The Vatican. It's also, and of course, the Vatican is the face of the, I'm sorry, the papacy is the face of the Vatican. The papacy is the face of the Vatican. The papacy is the head of the Vatican. The papacy, the Pope, excuse me, the Pope is the head of the government that is the Vatican. All right? The Pope is head and face of the Vatican. So, I have searched out, as Job 32:11 says, I have searched out what to say in answer to the crucial question set forth by the Vatican in Psalm 39:7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? I have searched out what to say, and I have shared with you the words that I have found to say in answer to that question. All right? So, what have I done? The question coming from the Bible. I have searched out what to say. What wait I for? They have waited for God. They have waited for their Lord, the one that they call their God. I'm talking about the Gentiles. I'm talking about the Vatican. I'm talking about the papacy. The one they call their God. You might not call this God your God, but I'm talking about the Gentiles and their high governmental organization, the Vatican, faced by the with the papacy. Okay, this God that I am talking about is the God, as the Bible says, of the Gentiles. Okay, So if you don't like this God, you know, that's your business, okay? And I'm not trying to be smart, but I know there are some people who will not listen carefully, who will not follow the logic of the information, and will just voice off and talk off at the mouth, all right? But I'm speaking about the one, the Gentiles, the Vatican, the papacy, by means of the content, crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible, calls God, okay? And we're not talking about a God up in the sky somewhere. We're talking about a God of flesh and blood, okay? A God called God by the Vatican and is to be respected, honored, and served as God by the Vatican, by the papacy, by the Gentiles, okay? Listen. Listen carefully. This is not, my teaching is not some doctrine. My teaching is based on a 30-year scrutiny and analysis of the content of the Authorized Version Bible. And my conclusions are accurate. Okay? The Vatican supports my conclusions. All right? The Vatican supports my conclusions. The Vatican supports the things that I am teaching. Okay? Now, some of the things that I teach, obviously, are against the Vatican, because I'm teaching that they are, excuse me, I'm at a motel room, and I have an interruption. Just excuse me for a moment, please. Okay. So, yes, the Vatican is to hold up my findings. The Vatican is to support, believe, accept, receive my findings, and act on them as stated in the Authorized Written Bible and as stated in my document, The Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. That's why I urge you to listen. Listen. You don't know all the facts yet. I'm teaching facts, but you don't know all the facts yet. Listen and learn. Listen and learn. All right. Next thing, and I do want to get through this here. This is very important. We have not been, and when I say we, let me be clear, I know black people have not been taught the signs to look for with respect to the one that the Bible calls upon and looks to come, or expects to come. We have not been taught the signs. We have read words in the Bible. We have heard others read words from the Bible, but they have not pointed at the signs of the one that the Vatican has expected to come for years. Here, I will give many signs of that individual. The Bible, the Vatican commands the Gentiles in the Bible to watch, W-A-T-C-H, watch. Be on the lookout. Watch for what? And that what is composed of the things that black people have not been taught to do or to look for. No. All right. These are signs. Now let's get a starting point. The question is asked in the book of Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 3. The question says, "What shall be the sign of thy coming?" Now that's a question asked by the Vatican. The Vatican has asked me, what shall be the sign of thy coming? Okay, here's my answer. All right. One sign is set forth in Psalm 44:21, which says, "He knows the secrets of the heart." And this heart is the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. The crucial matter constituting the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. The heart of the AVB is invisible to the average person. God has seen that heart. God has discovered that heart. God has found out that heart. And, of course, this is a sign of the individual that the Vatican has called upon, has called to come, and they expect to come, and I'm saying has come. All right? He knows the secrets of the heart. Okay, another sign, John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Okay, the essential matter in that statement says this: he will guide you into all truth. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. He will guide you into all truth. All right, that's why I say listen, learn. Listen, follow the logic, and learn. Okay, another sign. These are signs of his coming. These are signs. John 16:13. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Hear means understand. All right? As he studies and scrutinizes the Bible content, whatsoever he understands, that shall he speak. I'm speaking the things I have come to understand. All right? Another sign of his coming, John 16:13. And these things are actually to the Vatican, but I'm sharing them with you. These things are actually to the Vatican, okay? And so I say, Vatican, these things are for you, all right? John 16:13, he will show you things to come, all right? Come means to become actual. I'm showing you things to come right now, actual things. I have shared with people the law of the Lord. I have shared with people the law of Passover, and I've read a portion, if not all, of the law of Passover. That was a thing to come. It has now come. It has materialized. God has brought it forth. All right? So the things that were to come have already come now. All right? I'm explaining you understanding that was to come. All right? And on, okay. But I want to move right along. Romans 1:19 says, God has showed it to them. I'm showing you these things. Things that at one time were to come and now have come. That's why I encourage you to order the book of the law of God, All Things of Demonstrated Power of God. All right? Because in that document, you'll find many of the things that at one time in the past were to come, but you can see them, they have come, and you can see them with your own eyes. From the document of the book of the law of God, All Things Are Demonstrated Power of God. Seeing is believing. The Vatican expects these things of God, the one they have called to come. All right? He will, John 16:14, he shall receive of mine, all right, and shall show it to you. I have received the content of the Authorized Version Bible, and I'm showing you things from the Authorized Version Bible. He shall receive of mine. The Bible content set forth in the Authorized Version Bible has descended from the papacy, all right? Therefore, the Vatican has said in this statement, he shall receive of mine. I receive information from the Vatican by means of the Authorized Version Bible and shall show it to you, and I'm showing you my findings, all right? John 5:46, he wrote of me. I have written of the Vatican. And the papacy as well. Okay, the first five statements I read, and you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first statements; those things were written down. I have written of the Vatican. I have written concerning and with regard to the papacy. He wrote of me. All right. Another sign: Psalm 139:16. Thine eyes did see my substance, and I'm sharing the substance of the things that my eyes have seen, all right, from the Authorized Version Bible, and the things that I have come to an understanding. But my eyes did see the crucial matter of Bible content, and that matter has been set down in my book, The Book of the Law of God. Okay? These things are true, people. My eyes have seen the crucial matter of the substance of the Authorized Version Bible that has been sent down from the Vatican and by the Vatican. John 4:25, Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. Listen, when he is come, he will tell us all things. And that's what I'm doing. I'm telling you of all the things that I have learned. He will tell us all things. All right? And he's called Christ in this statement. Christ is a title of honor for God. Christ is a title of honor for God, as bestowed and given by the Vatican. Rome, Italy. All right, let's move right on. John 3:32. No man receiveth his testimony. No man is a secret or code name for God in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay, that's why you need an Authorized Version Bible, or King James, commonly called King James Version, because in some of the other versions, no man is substituted with no person, no human being, or something like that. You see, they have taken away no man, but no man in the Authorized Version Bible is a noun, a proper noun. It is an appellation for God. Okay, okay. No man receives the testimony that has come from the Vatican as that. Testimony has been set down and hid in the Authorized Version Bible. I have received the Vatican's testimony of myself. All right? Okay, Revelation 1:11. What thou seest, write in a book. And that's what I have done. When I speak about the law of God, the demonstrated, all things are demonstrated power of God. What thou seest, the things that I have studied Bible content, scrutinized Bible content, the things I have reached and come to an understanding of, the Vatican advises me, write in a book. I have done that. All right? These are signs, people, of him that was to come, signs of him who was to come and has come. All right? Revelation 1:19. Write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. Okay? And I'm going to move right quickly. I don't know how much time I have left. I'm not keeping up with my time here. Okay, Acts 24:4. I pray thee, they are talking to me directly. I pray thee, the Vatican, that is, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us. They have called me, excuse me, they have called me, and they say to me, hear us. Hear them how? Through their work. The Authorized Version Bible, through the content of the Authorized Version Bible. Hear them. And that's why I say, they say to me, I have heard the voice of the Vatican, and that voice is the content, crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible. I pray thee that thou would hear us. Acts 28:22, and I have done that. All right? Acts 28:22, we desire to hear of thee. What thou thinkest. Isn't that something? The Vatican talking to me, we desire to hear from you what you think. And I'm telling the Vatican right now what I think. I think that these things that I'm reading right here are signs of my coming. Isn't that something? Because they asked me, what shall be the sign of thy coming? All right, these are signs. They asked, the word in the Bible, sign is singular. I'm giving you many signs of my coming, many signs of the coming of the one that the Vatican has been expecting for years. All right? Listen, hear, and understand. All right? Acts 24:15, there shall be a resurrection of the dead. Acts 26:8, God should raise the dead. And I'll have to explain this later, what is meant by dead. It's not talking about dead people out in the graveyard or anywhere else. These are talking about dead things, like the law of Passover, set forth in Bible content, hidden, dead. Inactive, all right, inactive, the law of Passover, as far as Bible content, reading it at non-Gentile people. This law was dead to us, but now I have resurrected that law, set it forth in my book, the book of the law of God. The law of Passover has been resurrected. The law of God has been resurrected. He shall take of mine and show it to you. I have taken the law of God from Bible content. I have taken the law of Passover from Bible content, put it in my document where you can see it clearly, okay, because you can't see it in the Bible, but you can see these things clearly in my document, okay, the book of the law of God. All right? Yes. Yes. I want to say this. I know we are getting down to the wire. If we pause, let me know. I don't want to click my phone, lest I should be cut off from the service here. Okay? But if the engineer can hear me, and we are not together, if the engineer can hear me, please come on and let me know if we have a caller or any comment. Okay? All right. Okay, let's move right along. Acts 24:4, I pray thee that thou wouldst hear us. We desire to hear of thee. Acts 28:22, what thinkest thou? Acts 24:15, there shall be a resurrection of the dead. Acts 26:8, God should raise the dead. God is expected to raise the dead, and I just shared with you what that dead means. Not an application to people, but to dead things in the Authorized Version Bible. As I said, the law of God, Part 1, Part 2, the Passover law, the law of the Lord, the curse, the Vatican's curse against black people, all of those things were dead. I'm bringing them. I have resurrected them. I'm talking about them. I'm putting them back into use. That's what it means, okay, the resurrection of the dead. All right? Daniel 2:22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. People, that's what I'm doing. It's obvious. This is what I'm doing. I reveal the deep and secret things hid that were hid in the Bible. I'm revealing them. The law of God, part 1 and 2, the law of the Passover, the law of the curse, the promises concerning God, the law, you know, I'm just revealing things just as these signs show and demonstrate and tell us. All right? All right? Daniel 2:22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets. All right, thank you. Now, let me cut off right here. If we have any callers on the line, can you bring them in? Can you let us know what's going on? All right, apparently, either he doesn't hear me or we don't have anybody. I don't know. But anyway, okay, let's move right along. Job 28:11. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. That's what I'm doing, people. That's what I'm doing. These are all signs of the one the Vatican expects to come. These are signs. But watch it. These signs have been fulfilled in me. The signs have been, I have the evidence of them, all right? And I say to the Vatican, I have these signs are fulfilled in me. Okay, let me share this with you. Let's see here if I can pull it up right quick. Okay, we've answered the question, "What wait I for?" We've answered the question several times, "What have I done?" These are about Bible questions. They asked me, art thou he that should come? My answer to them, when I say they, I'm speaking about the Vatican, okay, Rome, Italy. Art thou he that should come? My answer to the Vatican is, I am. Okay, and these things, these signs support my claim there. All right? That's just simple and that's easy, okay, to understand. Okay, if one fulfills the signs in the eyes of the Vatican, he or she, if it's a she, is the one. All right? Whosoever fulfills the signs. That's why this information is so important, people. Okay, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. I'm making known to you things that have come to pass, because before I came, they had not come to pass. So the Vatican says, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to you things that shall come to pass. One thing has come to pass is that I have come, the one that they expected to come, the one that they called to come, the one that they called, I have come. That's a thing that has come to pass, people, all right? And I'm talking to the Vatican. That is a thing that has come to pass. These are all things that have come to pass. Okay, Job 28:11, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Okay, and we could just say, the thing that is hid, he brings forth. I'm bringing forth hidden things, hidden secrets of the Gentiles, of the Vatican, hidden things. All right, Psalm 94:11, the Lord knows the thoughts of man. Okay, and then we have the statement that goes with that in Hebrews, God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. All right, heart, again, a reference to the crucial content, the hidden matter, the hidden substance of the Authorized Version Bible. All right, let's move right ahead. Given signs of the one that was to come. Psalm 91:15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. Okay, Job, looks like chapter 3:22, and I have to check that reference, people. But the word, it says, thou dissolvest my substance. I'm solving Bible mysteries, people. I have solved Bible mysteries, and I'm sharing the information with you. And, of course, I'm sharing this information with the Vatican, okay, because that's one of my obligations. I am one of my expectations, I am expected to let the Vatican know that I've come. And remember, the Vatican is talking to me, what shall be the sign of thy coming? I'm sharing with the Vatican right now signs of my coming, right? Because they won't know that I'm here if I don't tell them. Who's the they? The Vatican, the government composing the Vatican, and the papacy there, Rome, Italy. All right? Thou dissolvest my substance. People, that is what I have done. Okay? All right. Jonah 2:2. Thou heard my voice. You heard my voice. I have heard the Vatican's voice in the Authorized Version Bible. I have heard the Vatican's voice from the Authorized Version Bible. The thing that has come to pass, people, this is a sign of the coming of the one that the Vatican expects to come. He has come, that individual has come, I have come. Zechariah 1:19, he answered me. Look at the he answered me, people, that's a sign. He answered me, the Vatican says. What have I answered? All right, in closing, the Vatican says, what signs do you show? All right, my answer is the things that I have read off right here, the signs. He asked, Lord, what wait I for? I answered that question. Okay? He answered me. All signs of the coming, people. All signs of the coming Vatican. All right? So the message to the Vatican, the message to the Vatican today is the one that you expected to come has come. The person has come. And all right. Now, if we have anyone on the line, I'll wait to see if we have anyone on the line. Hello, are we still connected? Are we still connected? No one's on the line. Okay. Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, I did not know we were still on. But tune in again next week, people. Work the clicks, please. All right, don't forget to work the clicks. Check out the YouTube presentation. Order the document, please. All right, until next time, thank you. All right, I'm asking again, do we have anyone online?